Yo, what's up, baby? 100 in the building, man. I'm super excited. We are live. This is the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. We are live in the Eager to Run group. We're live on YouTube. We got some special things ready for you, man. We're going to have some giveaways, some live giveaways. All the things are going to happen, Brad. I know you almost forgot, but anyway, we're going to make it happen, Brad. But we also have an amazing guest like we always do. So, Brad, what are we talking about today, brother?
Well, first and foremost, 100, baby. Come on. I'm excited, man. 100 episodes. I can't even hardly believe that we're here in the crossroads of 100. But got a quote from my guy, E.T., the hip-hop preacher. You either do what is hard and succeed, or you do what is easy and live in mediocrity. Let's get at it. 100.
100. Brad, guess what? I got a surprise for you.
Are you ready?
What up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Yo, Brad just seen our brand new intro. You see the smile on his face. I've been holding it in all week. Big shout out to Shane, man, for knocking that out. Also have the salute to Carrie for giving us some extra footage. We got it. We got my man, Brad. Happy 100, brother. I couldn't imagine doing this with anybody but you, my brother. This has been a great journey. And just want to put that out there, man. I ain't trying to cry or nothing, but I just want to put it out there before we get started.
Yeah, just wow. You saw a smile there. That's authenticity because you guys got me off guard there a little bit. But just very grateful for this opportunity for us to, you know, continue to do what we do on a daily basis. So I'm not going to waste any time today. I'm going to pass it off. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and give us a little background.
For me.
About, yes, okay. For you. They know who I am.
They know who he is.
They know who you guys
Come on.
Are. Okay, so it's my time. No, okay. So my name is Erica. I am known as Running OT on Instagram, and I am a running coach. That's what I do. It's my passion. It's what I absolutely love. I've been doing it for forever. I feel like since I was in high school, went to college, did it there too. Learned a lot through a lot of mistakes in high school. took a break and. Because I was like burnt out and tired and just overworked, overtrained, and not really taking care of my body. Got married, went to grad school, and came back to the sport now after having some babies, and actually came back stronger than I was in college. So that was amazing. So that's kind of my whole passion right there is like how I came to be a running coach, and that's my thing.
You know, I'm just gonna segue in here because she was very modest. This is creme de la creme right here. She was an Olympic trial qualifier. She's a mom of four, and you know, she's a run coach. But there was a few things that you said in there. You had this massive comeback, right? You had this epic comeback. And today, I really want to direct the conversation. How you first and foremost? Oh, we got the comments going. All right, cool.
Yeah,
man. 100. We're pulling out all the stops today,
love
baby.
It.
All of them.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your epic comeback and sort of like how, well, first and foremost, like how do you balance being a mom, being a runner, being a run coach, all the things? How do you do it?
Well, that's something that I kind of just learned up through the time because I mean, in college and when I was doing a lot there too, you know, you're a student, you just carried all the way of the world trying to do all the things. I wasn't taking care of myself. So when I came back to the sport after having kids, I went to grad school. What really helped balance everything out, I want to say, is just taking care of myself first, you know, knowing boundaries as far as like listening to my body, as far as like, what is it telling me, understanding the cues, you know, if I'm going too hard and going, you know, when to rest. But the biggest thing too is just having that support, somebody else on my corner, right? My husband is like my rock and my foundation. So he really takes care of me, making sure that I take care of myself first. So that has been a really big game changer that I didn't really have, is just somebody really pouring into me. So it could be like, it was my husband. And then I also had a really good coach as well. So I think the community, right, is having that team behind you kind of lifting you up, letting you know that you can accomplish these big goals that you have for yourself, but doing it in a safe, proper way. And so that, I think, has to be the biggest thing too, is just having the right people on my corner.
One hundy.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about hubby. Is hubby a runner?
He runs. He's not as like competitive as I am, but he does enjoy getting out there. In fact, it's so funny. Like one of our first, when I knew he was special, was because he like signed up for a half marathon without even training because I was doing it. And this is when we were dating. I don't know if it was like to impress me or what, but I was like, he's here. He's here. Okay, cool. But this is the funny thing too, is he was trying to run with me. And then I think at mile four, he's like, I'm going to go ahead and slow down. Like, don't wait up. And I was like, I'm not going to be slowing down. Like, I will not be waiting up. But that was really cute. And so kind of won my heart a little better.
Heck yeah. My wife also signed up for a half marathon when we were early on in the dating game, and she hasn't ran since. So similar story.
Hilarious. You
know, Dwayne and I know quite a bit about the support system and community. Absolutely. And all that exposure, yeah. Because, you know, fitness is hard, running is hard, but if you can, you know, obviously if you can surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up and support your journey, you know, through the thick and the thin and all that stuff, man, that makes it a whole lot, not even going to say easier, but just having that support system in your corner, you know, that makes a massive difference. Dwayne is not a runner, and, you know, I'm still waiting for him to kind of sign up for a race and just support me the way that I support him. And I have a big show.
Let's go.
So listen, you know, there's this is a nice word. It's a nice phrase that I really enjoy. It's called moral support. That's where I.
That's your extent. We all have a role. That's role.
Right. You got to know your role, man. And like The Rock said, shut your mouth. You know. So when it comes to running, I will shut my mouth. I would not be running. But no. So what, you know, we talk about spouses. We talk about family members. You know what we built with the E2One community is a community of strangers that become mm-hmm. family. You know, mm-hmm. Yesterday was my good friend Todd Mika's birthday. And when I tell you, like, you know, didn't know him before the program, and like literally like I would drive to Columbia right now if he called, like that kind of bond built. And that's something that, you know, if you don't have the support at home, you also have an amazing community. You know, I know the run community is special. You know, bodybuilding, there's even a community in that, because Brad didn't mention it, but that's what I participate in, natural bodybuilding. So there's also a community in that, but yeah, support system in doing anything, especially, you know, with moms, even if it's not in-house, having somebody, you know, to give you that word of encouragement, to give you that motivation, or to look like me, be that moral support on the sidelines, you know, whatever. That's super important. So I'm really glad you brought that up. But I do have a question for you. So, you know, Brad talked about all the accolades and talked about the balance, but you know, and he mentioned some competitiveness there. You know, have you found a place where, you know, you kind of tapped into that athlete and you had to put some things to the side? Cause everybody talk about balance, but nobody talk about really zoning in and going after a goal. Have you had to put yourself in those spaces doing what you do?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So when you are chasing big goals and you have these big things, you do have to make sacrifices, right? There are sacrifices. And honestly, for me, things like even going to sleep early, right? People, friends and stuff going out, you know, let's meet up and go over here. It's like, well, I really can't. Like, I have to wake up early and I have to do these things. So there are a lot of sacrifices, even as far as like your nutrition. You're kind of being very mindful of what you're putting inside your body, and you know, kind of careful about those kinds of things, and just really taking care of all of those things. And so there are sacrifices. I don't feel like I do anything super extreme. I feel like my lifestyle is really balanced and very healthy. And the choices I make are good to support my training and support what I'm trying to accomplish. I have good priorities for what I want to do, right? And then it all comes in seasons, right? So I didn't, you know, I have four kids and I haven't been competing at a super high level the entire time, right? So in seasons, I've had to cut back and not really focus because that was not my priority. And it's okay. I can still train. I can still do a lot. I still maintain running through pregnancy and doing all those things. I wasn't competing at the high level that I was before. So there is sacrifice there too, as far as like, what do I want to focus on in this season? And being okay with that, you know, it's all up and down, ebbs and flows. You can't expect to always be high, and kind of having that understanding in yourself, that self-awareness. And so there's sacrifices there too. So I've had the high level, and as a family, we come together and say like, okay, this is the time, this is the season where I'm going to be chasing these big goals. How are we going to make that work in our family? And where I do my training, like it couldn't impact my husband too. Like he had to be on board with what I'm doing. And, so sacrifices a lot of time in our schedule, just kind of, what is it? Cooperating. I don't know, kind of like coming together and figuring out what is the schedule going to look like as a family. And, so yeah, there's been a lot of sacrifice on my husband's part too, because he has to make up the slack, you know. Or, you know, if you don't have a spouse, it's like somebody's going to be taking care of the kids if you're if you have family. So and I know I coach a lot of runners who have this situation where it's like they're either hiring a sitter or they have family members or other friends, you know. So pushing the stroller, I've done a lot of that too. It's a sacrifice right there, like I have to now like push a stroller as I go. So
that is really good. Go ahead, B.
No, I was just going to say, you know, well, first and foremost, try to marry somebody that doesn't have the same hobbies as you, I guess.
That's so good.
You know, you mentioned ebbs and flows, and, you know, I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and she said, you know, whether you're going up or down, try to have an upward trend. Like you're always ebbing and flowing, but you want to have an upward trend ebbs and flows. And I think, you know, you talk about the sacrifice, and I think, you know, sacrificing some of that time with your friends that are saying, hey, let's go out on the Friday night, when you're planning a 12-mile run on Saturday morning, or, you know, you have these big goals of getting on stage, or you have these big goals of losing weight or whatever it is. I think that's the best form of self-love, is saying no today, because you're saying yes for a bigger, grander goal, whether it's tomorrow or 10 days from now or 100 days from now, whatever it is. I think that's the best form of self-love, and, you know, and really, you know, just having a passion for what you're doing. And right now we're talking about running, but, you know, in the grand overarching theme today is fitness, wellness, well-being. But, you know, we're talking about running today. So I love what you said there about the ebbs and flows. I love what you said about the sacrifice, and, you know, all of this stems back to just being a form of self-love, you know, investing your time today for a greater tomorrow.
100%. Yeah.
That's dope, man. And, you know, kind of, we like I said, we're talking about running, but that reminds me, even on the bodybuilding side, like, you know, you don't want to be in prep for multiple weeks, you know. I knew I couldn't, you know, I think I would be like homeless if I had to go longer than the 20 weeks that I did. But that's the thing, like, you know, when you make that decision, I like that, coming together as a family, saying, okay, this is the season we're in, this is what's about to happen, and then, you know, everybody know what's coming, and everybody kind of know, like, okay, like, daddy's going to bed at 7 o'clock and waking up at 3, and, you know, we can't go out to eat, or if we go out to eat, we got to drop him off home, you know, all of those things. But, and all that's real, you know. One thing that I had to sacrifice was my, you know, every Friday, usually me and Mara try to do lunch. And so when I was in prep, like, I didn't go, because I was like, if I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to make a good choice, you know? So, but once you have that understanding, that's super, super important, man. So I really appreciate you throwing that out there, and I'm definitely going to apply the, let's sit down and talk this thing out, because it's about to get rough kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, it just helps when everybody's on the same page.
Absolutely.
Support each other.
One hundy. can you talk, you know, so a lot of people are watching right now that, you know, we're trying to build this running community, and a lot of our clients, they're coming off of a 50-pound weight loss goal, and they start to sign up for races, you know. So in the back of their minds, a lot of these brand new runners think, I have to run, and I have to run only, to prepare myself for a competition, whether it's a 5K, a 10K, a half, or a full. Can you talk about the significance or the positive impact strength training? Because I saw you really promote strength training through your Instagram. And what's the positive benefits of strength training when preparing for a race?
Oh yeah, that's a huge thing, especially with new runners, people that come to me and they want to do their first 5K or something, or even just want to start running from couch, like you said, couch to whatever. strength training is going to be your best friend, especially at the beginning. So if you've lost weight, I'm assuming you've probably been strength training. You're already on a good regimen. So you're already in a good position to start running because your body's prepared for the demands of running, because running is an impact sport. So there's a lot of risk for injury. There's a lot of risk for things. And a lot of people will say like, oh, running is so bad for your knees. But the thing is if you strength train and you strength train properly and you're preparing your body for the demands of that impact, then you're less likely going to have an injury. So good to have that prior to running is that strength foundation, but continue it. So a lot of times people will end up doing a strength program and then stopping and then starting to run. But you have to find a good balance between the both so that you can continue to keep those muscles strong to support the joints. So definitely, if you are starting, find a good balance, a good routine to where you can do both still, and then slowly start to progress yourself into the running. Okay. So not every single day, give yourself some rest days in between, especially if you're a brand new runner. And then don't be afraid to walk, run walking methods, super good for people that are new at running. So you're slowly exposing that to your body. So it could get used to it. So yeah, definitely give yourself grace, listen to your body, rest plenty. All the good things.
Strength training, folks, man. I hope you're listening to this because I preach strength training, strength training, strength training. And, as a brand new runner, somebody thinks that all I have to do is run to become a good runner. And that's just so far from the truth. And I see it all the time where, you take somebody that's a decent runner and they just keep on regressing and regressing and regressing because they feel like, okay, I got to put more miles on. I got to put more miles on. I got to put more miles on. They take that strength training. They're not resting. They're not finding that balance with rest and pushing the limit. And they just keep on going backwards. They're spiraling. And it's sad to watch because, like, some people are so fixed in their mindset. You can't tell me. You just can't tell me. I'm not gonna do what you say to do. And so strength training, I appreciate you saying that. That's coming from a real prime time, creme de la creme, I think I said in the beginning, runner and run coach. So Erica, thank you for that. As we creep up on that 20-minute mark, I want to ask, I always ask all of our guests, what's the best piece of advice? You talked about support and having the right environment. You talked about strength training. You talked about balance and rest. What's the best piece of advice you could offer somebody that's listening that's either maybe spiraling, maybe they're regressing in their game, or they're brand new to the run game. They're preparing for their next big event. What's the best piece of advice you could offer?
Oh gosh, there's lots of little nuggets that I could offer, but like I think the biggest thing is just not comparing to somebody else, right? I think a lot of us start to look at, because usually when you get into running or you get into any sport, it's probably because somebody's influenced you, or if you see somebody doing something cool, you're like, well, I want to do that too. So really focusing on your own journey, where you're at, focusing on yourself, and not really just trying to do what so and so is doing or doing it like the way they're doing it, because first of all, you don't know the full picture and where they're at and what all the things, but really if you just focus on yourself, enjoying where you're at and being patient with yourself, giving yourself grace and not really trying to rush the process, you're gonna be fine. So just keep showing up, do the thing, give yourself proper rest. But yeah, that's the biggest thing too, I see, is just focus on your journey and don't rush the process. Be patient with yourself. You'll reach the goals that you set for yourself, whatever it is, but just be patient, keep working at it, don't give up.
Yeah. Patience, don't stop, right? I mean, a lot of our clients, they they set their goals high, which we all want our goals to be set high, and they experience frustration and they become discouraged because they go to bed at night and they're like, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna have that breakthrough. And they don't have that patience, but then instead of being even further patient, what do? They're like, I think I'll just quit instead. It's just easier to go back to the old ways and, not keep progressing. That's just tied into our fitness industry and, seeing people come up short and accepting that, I guess. So hey, I want to know something personally. What's something that you're extremely, what's something that you're extremely proud of? Something that maybe you're the most proud of in your, whether it's professionally or personally.
I'm proud of my children. They're such good kids. Just like, I mean, as far as like just them showing up and just being there, they just light my life. They're the thing I'm most proud of. And they inspire me. Like, honestly, everything I do, everything I am, like my reason and everything is because I want to be a great example to them. So honestly, like my kids are like my pride.
That's awesome.
All right. So while we got some people live watching, we'll do our first live giveaway to somebody that is watching right now. I got a quick trivia question, sort of trivia, but I mean, you know, you got to pull it up real quick when you're trying to mix stuff up as you go. So if you're watching live right now, give me one. She mentioned one thing, but tell me one thing that about this episode that sticks out to you on YouTube, on Facebook. I'll pick the best one. You don't have to write a whole paragraph, but just one thing that sticks out to you as they're getting ready to give me that answer. And we'll get that one person. We'll let you know at the end of the show who it is. We'll get that one person to send your email to Brad. But as they type that out, I am going to transition into the latter part of our show, which I'm going to ask you a question. We talked about this before we talk about the do you know or did you know moment. But before I do, let people know, because Brad mentioned your IG. Let them know your IG handle, and even if they're looking for a run coach, all the information, do that first, and then I'll ask you the do you know, did you know moment.
Yeah, so my IG, running_OT, pretty straightforward. I'm an OT by trade. I'm an occupational therapist, so that's where the OT comes at. It's not overtime. Or
that's what I thought. I was like,
overtime, or there's one other, Olympic trial. They're like, is it because you qualify for the Olympic trials? I was like, no, I'm an occupational therapist. I made that way back when. That could have been my did you know, right? No,
It could have been.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but there you go. Can't use it no more. Bonus. You get a bonus, did you know? But yeah, I made this Instagram way before like I was even any. I was just like, I'm gonna run a little and just share the journey. And so I'm an occupational therapist, so it's running OT.
I love it. Good stuff. All right. So I'm gonna play a short video, give you a chance to kind of solidify what the do you know, did you know fact about yourself is, and you guys continue to comment the thing that you pulled away from this episode. We'll pick it at the very end, but I'm gonna play the short video. And right after the video, be ready. So here we go.
Do you know?
The video is over. So what is the do you know or did you know moment about you, Miss Erica?
Okay, well, something that I feel like people don't really know about me and is my parents both had me, their teen parents. And my mom actually like ran away and like went with my dad to live with like in a dorm or something, because he just got to high school and she was 17 and he was 18. I don't know. Anyways, so I for a little while she like stayed there with him until like she had to tell her parents that she was pregnant and everything. So there's that. And I'm the oldest grandchildren, obviously, of their team, like on both sides. So I mean, I'm the oldest grandchildren. I have like a bunch of little cousins, and I'm the oldest. So I think that's an interesting story.
Cool. That is very cool. Interesting. The runaway pregnancy.
Runaway pregnancy. And my grandpa loves me. Like, he's like, oh, like, you know, so. It was
I love it. Yeah. I love it. No, that's fire. That's fire. All right. Yeah. So that was a really good one. And again, we appreciate you coming on. So Brad, I'm gonna pick one from YouTube and one from Facebook. Is that cool? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And cool, then man. Also, we're gonna, if you're watching this after it broadcasts on Monday and you're watching this, we'll have the comments on. Same question goes for you in the comments. We'll pick one random out of there as well. And so I have both of them, and we'll send you an email right after this. I'm not going to announce them because, you know, I see some friends, and I don't want my friends to be salty at me. So I see some names I recognize. So I'm, but we will pick a winner from the live, and then we'll pick a couple of winners from the pre-record. But Erica, anything you want to leave with the folks as we get ready to close out before I pass it to Brad to finish it off?
No, I had a blast talking to you guys, and just super excited to share the 100th episode. So congrats on that. Yes, super excited. Loved it. Love you guys.
Sweet. All right, B, 100. What will it be, B?
Hey, man, and all that we do, hit that 100 mark, but keep climbing once you hit 100. Let's go.
Out of here, y'all.